Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Okay, well, I'm recording. So,
where should we put it?
Hello.
Oh, did I tell you before you start your story?
Yeah. Did I tell you?
One of our followers, guess what? I went on Instagram Live last night because I was super bored and I was outside on the computer and I just went on live just to see who would get on our page. And our girl from Manassas got on.
No way.
Yes.
My girl, our girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I talked to her and was like,
we love you, Manassas.
We love you. I told her I loved how many times you said Manassas. Every time you said Manassas, I was like, Manassas.
Can I speak to her for one moment?
Yeah,
I don't know if
out.
She listens.
I hope she
girl,
will.
Girl,
Let's tag her.
Okay. I don't know if she'll want to be tagged, but I love you.
We'll send
I love
it to
you
her
with
personally.
All my heart. Yeah. This is Brenda speaking. I listened to that. First of all, Linda had texted me earlier that day and said, have you listened to My Favorite Murder yet? And I was like, I was in the middle of Georgia's story at the time. So she was like, you just wait. You're going to die. The hometown. And I was like, what about it? Like, normally I don't get down with the hometowns that much. I mean, sometimes they're funny. I really love the pig girl.
I don't remember her.
Oh my gosh. It was sisters. The one that, sidebar, the one, the hometown, it was two sisters. One was, she had been in jail because she had a drug problem. And, so she was going through it, like coming off drugs and stuff, and she was arrested. So she was in jail for, I don't know how long, a little while, and on drug charges, and she got, house with the pig lady, the pig killer.
Oh my god, yeah.
And okay. She was like bald.
Yeah.
And she like tucked her in and stuff. And like that girl was just so funny and I was so proud of her and like just her, she was hilarious. But it was like your story, girl, Manassas, is right on par with that because anyway, so Linda texts me and she's like, you're gonna die. And I thought it was gonna be like really like depressing. She's like, the story is from Manassas. So I was like, fudge. It's going to be, like, somebody we know or something. I was, like, kind of scared. And then you were a breath of fresh air because you were hilarious and you kept saying Manassas. And
I just love that she kept saying Manassas.
Our family, are we allowed to say that? We have ties to Manassas. So we know Manassas real well.
We know Manassas.
We know that in and out. And actually, your story, we think we have a tag along, because our aunt actually allegedly knows Mr. Bobbitt.
I called him Mr. Bobbitt too. In my message to her, when I messaged her, I said,
he's another Mr. Bob.
Our aunt supposedly also knew Mr. Bobbitt or whatever his name was.
Sometimes I don't know his name because sometimes I want to say John Wayne Gacy.
What's his name?
I think it's John Wayne Bobbitt.
But let's not say that.
I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
Maybe not. Just kidding. We're just kidding.
I mean, no, it's fine, but let's just
Mr.
not
Bobbitt.
Pretend like we know.
I don't know. That's why I don't know. That's why
John.
I call him Mr. Bobbitt.
Anyway,
our aunt claims to know him firsthand. Like, he would come into where she used to work and they would shoot the shit. And I don't want to speak on her behalf, but yeah.
We'll let
her
come tell the story.
Yeah, so. Anyway, we loved you. We love your story. We still love you. We're so proud of you.
I loved it.
A couple people were like tagging me on stuff. So, like, yeah, it's official. We've reached out to Manassas, and we love her. We are
Her
team
name's
Manassas.
Mariah.
Her name's Mariah, but we love her.
Team
and
Manassas.
I don't know. She might want privacy, you know?
Yeah, she does. We're not going to tag her.
But we love her so hard.
Anyways, you know, sidebar, we should also one day talk about was his name Harvey? No, it wasn't Harvey. Henry.
Who's Henry?
Henry? Was that
Henry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's
a
really hometown. That's a fucked up hometown. I could tell a lot of stories about Henry. Henry
maybe
was a
good
guy. Maybe
we should do it this episode.
Man.
Well, maybe not. You have to go to bed, dummy.
What time is it? 8:25? My bedtime's 11.
Your bedtime's 11?
Drop dead. Can't. I have to be asleep around 11.
Wow. Okay.
But I don't have that much to do. I have to figure
out. I feel like I was going to say something else. Oh, I was. This is what I started with. And then you were going to talk about Birdie.
Okay. Well, wait, I forgot what I was going to even say. Birdie stories? Oh, I have one. Okay, I have one.
Okay.
I can't say my real... Okay, go ahead.
Okay. what was I going to say? Oh, on Instagram. I went on Instagram Live, and one of our followers got on there, and his name was, like, something Bitburg. Something Bougie Bitburg or some shit.
Oh, no, the traffic.
And, yeah, guys, this is going to be a loud episode.
Just kidding. Just for a minute.
Just sometimes.
Sometimes.
When a truck goes by. Intermittently.
We won't.
Sorry.
For people that are, like, really sensitive about our horrible noise sometimes.
For people who are new here, there's always something going on, okay?
Also, this is not tonight, the podcast, but there's always something in the background. But we're working on it, and if you're very sensitive to noise, then we're going to move shortly. We have to finish these little quick stories. We love you. Thank you for supporting us.
Little quick stories.
Thank you, Belgium. Thank you, Germany.
Thank you, New Zealand.
New Zealanders. Ireland, UK. Oh my gosh.
Listeners in a lot of places.
I just figured out how to look at the cities again.
This is our most ADD episode.
Italy. I can look at the cities again. We have Italy? A shit ton of cities in Virginia. But really? Yeah, we have Italy. We have Belgium, UK. Oh, we already said it. Oh, I don't think we have Australia yet, but fuck it, we have New Zealand.
That's what I want. You know, I know what song came on shuffle today in the car
when
I was pulling
up.
Yep. When I was pulling into the driveway, I had to sit and listen to it.
What's your favorite part?
When he's talking about he wants an apple to a kiwi.
That's Russ and Booker's favorite part too. No, his favorite part is when he says, he likes that part too. No, he's on the bus.
Trying to play me? Motherfucker's trying to play.
No, something about a sweet delicious.
Oh, yeah. I need my red delicious.
Red delicious. I like Jermaine's parts.
I think you should probably listen to it after.
Oh, my God. I want to listen to it right now. We have to go on a break. I like the part where Jermaine's talking about, I don't remember what he says exactly, but he's talking about the ATM. My transactional shit.
Yeah, my transactional shit.
Oh, man. I love Jermaine.
All right, shout out, motherfuckers.
Shout out, Jermaine.
Flight of the Conchords.
And Brett. Brett or Brit?
I think they say it, Brit.
Oh my God, remember Leggy Blonde? Remember
Leggy.
Murph? What was her boss's name?
Murph.
Leggy. Yeah, man, what a good show.
Remember
Pepalotic. Remember Barbara? Barbara?
Oh my God.
Anyways.
Alright, I'll tell this story and then we can listen to that after we go on break. Okay, so I was on Instagram talking to this guy and he said.
His name was Brit.
His name is Britberg or some shit. I'll shout him out, actually.
That's a synchronicity, because we weren't even talking about Flight of the Conchords, and his name is Brit.
I don't know if it's Brit. It is Bonzo.
What is it?
Bonzo goes to Bitburg.
I have never seen that person, but thank you for following.
Yeah, okay. Guess how he found us? It's working! Yeah. I was like, do you listen to our podcast? Like, who? I was on Instagram Live, and he was on there. After the Manassas girl.
Yeah.
She left. He was
I
on
love
there.
Her.
I love her so much. And he came on, and I was like, hey, like, do you
were
listen?
You talking to her?
Yeah. I was talking to her.
Yes.
Yeah, I was talking to her. I was telling her how much I love her and how much I love that she shot
she
Manassas. And then I told her about our podcast a little bit, and that my name was Linda, and that...
I love her.
I told her about...
We need a fake name for her.
I forgot what I talked about.
Can
I talked
we
about
call
that.
Her...
I told her that I found $100 in my pocket from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told her all kinds of stuff.
Can we call her Melinda?
Anyways, that girl, we love you. Anyways, but it's not about her. It's about this boy. I keep trying to tell you.
Okay. Sorry. Keep interrupting.
He said, I asked him how he found, like, do you listen to our podcast? And he said, like, yeah, I listened to it last night. Like, you guys are cool or whatever. Like, I'll listen to it again. I'm going to listen to it again tonight or whatever. And I asked how he found us.
Okay.
And he said it was from the 138 post.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the guy that likes the Misfits a lot? I think I might have talked to him on a comment.
Is he the... But did you promote that post?
Yeah.
It worked, because we got a listener from it.
I didn't even think he was going to approve it. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. Because we had a, first of all, we had a synchronicity.
No, it wasn't that guy.
We had a little clip on our Instagram with a little clip of that song, We Are 138 by the Misfits. So I wasn't sure if it would get approved, but it did, and we promoted it. And I don't have a lot of money, y'all, so I only did a $25 cap.
Guys, we're doing this for you. You did a $25 one?
Yeah, I was feeling baller at the time.
Holy shit, that's like baller like for me. $5? Sometimes
and I'm actually
$5?
Sort of regretting it because probably use that $25 this week, but maybe it's going to work. It works.
Shit works. It did work. He said that that's how he found us, and now he listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
And he likes it, and he's a new...
And he's not the Misfits guy.
No, he's not. He's a totally different fan.
Surprisingly, we have, like, a 50-50... We're probably boring everybody now, but we do have, like,
We're about to go on a break.
We have a 50-50 demographic right now. It's, like, always, like, 49-51 with girls and guys.
That's good. I'm glad that we have guy listeners. Hey,
guys.
We
still have 0% non-binary. So, non-binary folks, come out here.
If you're a guy, go ahead and DM us why you listen to us and why you like us.
Good idea. Yeah. Why do you like us?
Why do you like us? Because we're kind of...
We're two girls talking all the time. And, like...
Shut the fuck up.
Anytime that, like, I've tried to, like, think about letting, like, Booker or, like, Dad listen to, like...
When I wanted to listen to it, I died, like...
No, dad can't listen to it. But, like, even, like, recommending other podcasts, like My Favorite Murder, you know, we like them a lot. I know what Dad would say. He would say they talk too much, just like Karen's dad says. They cuss too much, they talk too much. Dad is Jim.
Yeah.
But cooler.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim.
Sorry,
our dad's cooler. A little bit cooler. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think guys want to hear us ramble. But maybe
they
do.
Maybe they do.
Maybe they do want
to
hear...
Maybe we put them to sleep.
Maybe they came for the murder.
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know either. I do know y'all seem to like our more forked up stories, because we always get more listeners when we tell our personal embarrassing murder
stuff. We should think of something. We could talk about Henry. It is forked up. And
we can. It's really sad. Henry was a very good guy.
He was a good guy.
The plight of
trouble.
Henry. Oh, I could tell so many stories about Henry.
All right, let's go on break.
Okay, but I got to tell my birdie story when we come back.
Yeah.
It's just a quickie. We were talking about nicknames earlier.
This is a long intro. This is the longest intro we've done in a while.
Wow, we barely even said our name.
My name's Linda.
My name's Brenda.
This is Not Tonight.
With Linda and Brenda, and Leroy is actually sleeping right now. What are the odds?
But when Leroy's asleep, there's traffic in the background.
Yeah, there's always something in the background, but we're working on it.
You can hear all the cicadas,
and,
too.
Oh, my gosh.
You can hear those on the podcast, but sometimes
it probably
sounds
pretty
when I'm listening to it
melodic.
At night. It's, like, really, like, ASMR.
Yes.
Because I've been falling asleep to our podcast lately. I'm not going to lie.
Seriously? Does it work?
Yeah.
You don't get annoyed with your voice?
No, honestly. I've already heard them all so many times because
yeah.
we listen to them, like, twice after we record, before we post them, so, like, I've already heard them all.
I finally kind of gotten used to my voice.
I know.
We should start falling asleep to the drafts so we can publish them.
Well, then I won't.
We have, like, 10 episodes to publish.
I was thinking about doing that the other day, but I didn't want to not include you.
No, I don't care. As long as you are conscious about what I like to... I like a few things edited out. I don't like to...
You have to do the editing, though.
I don't like names that much, unless Linda wants to name her own people. I don't like my personal life out there that much.
Yeah, should we
that's
ever...
That's about it.
I want
to... Oh, post... and I get mad at myself sometimes, but I can't really edit this unless I improve my speaking skills. But I don't pronounce words very well sometimes.
Okay.
But you can't really edit that out, so...
I think that we should post the episode with Reggie for real.
Wait,
I really want to post that one.
Oh gosh, that was when we shotgunned.
Yeah. The beginning was so
we burped
funny.
So much.
We should listen to
There's
that a
so
bit.
Much
should
burping.
To the of that.
They're burping. They're burping.
That might be like a fun bonus episode.
What is this from? They're burping.
That guy that killed everybody.
The jinx.
Yeah. Alright, let's go on a break.
Alright, we'll be right back.
Alright.
Love you, bye.
Ad time.
What's our girl? Love you, Belinda. Bye.
Bye.
Manassas. Something just happened. We're back for a minute. We're both crying. I don't know what... I'm going to let Linda handle this one because I don't know where to begin.
She pointed out that on the intro I said that our Aunt Karen supposedly knew
John Bobbitt or whatever. And I was like, yeah. And she said, did you mean to say that?
Supposedly, she said.
Oh, that's not a word.
That's what you said.
I said supposedly.
Okay, so you're crying for no reason.
Okay. I said supposedly.
She did not say that on the podcast. You can go back and listen.
So, she stop. Said, so the word is supposedly?
Yes.
Thank God. I thought I was an
circle
idiot.
Back this. Circle back and tell them what has happened.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Okay, so I told Linda, God. Did you mean to say supposedly? And we were just talking about I don't pronounce my words, so I guess you misheard me. I said supposedly to you.
That's wrong.
I said, did you mean to say that? And you were like, what? And I was like, supposedly? And you were like, yeah. And I, like, kind of laughed, and I was like, that's funny. And you were like, why? And I was like, because it's supposedly. And we had a miscommunication for a minute where I thought she was saying that she thought it was supposedly.
Oh, my God.
And she geeked out and was like, are you telling me that that's wrong? And I was like, are you telling me that you thought that your whole life? That it's supposedly? It's supposedly, duh.
Did I really say supposedly?
I think you just did it accidentally. We don't pronounce our words all the time. Oh you my do, God. But like way better than I do.
I was freaked out.
We just both freaked out. Okay, so that's good to know. Wow. We both know that it's supposedly, not supposedly. A lot of people do say, that's something that Birdie would say. Our birdie, our grandma says, dramatized instead of traumatized. I love that about her. It's like my favorite. What else? Pandemonium.
Does she say that?
No, that's a dad's friend that said pandemonium instead of podium.
Oh my God. Are we recording right here?
We are, but we're about to go on break again.
All right, bye guys.
All right, we just had to tell you that, bye.
Hello?
Hey, are you there?
It feels like it's been a while.
It's been a while.
What do you see, Leroy?
You might still hear a little bit of traffic, but it's going to be quieter, more quiet. I'm going to tell a little birdie story real quick. It's actually really short and kind of stupid. We were talking about nicknames, and this was off air, by the way. And we were talking about how my college sweet mate, who I love, I don't have a fake name for her, Sassafras?
How about Brenda?
Brenda, yeah. Brenda, the other Brenda. We had the same childhood nickname growing up, which was very weird. But anyway, I'm going to give a fake one. So my family always called me
Brenda Bell.
Brenda Bell. But this one time I was going to tell you that was really funny that our birdie grandma told me. She was like hyper or something that day. But she always walked us out on the sidewalk when we were leaving. I was like young. I was like probably 5. My hair was still like long and curly, so I was young. But she was walking me out, and she was holding my hand. She was being really sweet, and our aunts were there, and everybody was telling us bye. And we used to go over there, like, TGIF every Friday, for real. And all the kids would sit in the living room and watch TGIF, like, Full House. And all the girls would be in the kitchen smoking cigarettes and talking shit. And I used to try to sneak in there so I could overhear all the tea.
Yeah.
But then they would kick me out sometimes. And then sometimes I would go in there and be a little bench and be like, I can't breathe. It's too smoky. I think I've got the black lung pop. And then one time me and Becky, we cut out all the Surgeon General warnings, warnings in the ads in the gossip magazines. And we taped them all over Birdie's when you open the
cabinets
to get coffee.
Yeah.
And spoons, we taped them everywhere. So when they opened them, they were forced to read the Surgeon General warning. So it's like that specific thing. You know what they did?
Get mad.
Hell no! And like, we just slammed the cabinet. Who did this? Who did this? That? What? Hell no! well, I'm not quitting today. That's what they would say. We're not quitting today. So anyway, they did quit, some of them. But Birdie did quit. Cold turkey, like a stone cold bitch.
Yeah.
My girl. Anyway, that one day, Birdie walked me out to the car, and she was like,
"Did we say that she's our grandma?"
Yeah, I think. She was like, "Oh, you're such a little sweetie. You're such a sweetie, Brenda Bell. Like, you're just so sweet. You're lucky." She didn't say lucky. She said, like, "You're. That's why we call you Brenda Bell. That's why you're just a little Brenda Bell." And then she looked at our sister, too. I forgot about this until just now. Our sister, Becky, was like, "Well, I don't have a nickname." And Birdie was like, looking at me, I don't think Becky heard it, but she was like, "Well, I could give you a different nickname if you wanted." And then she went, "I could call you like Brenda Spider." And she went like this with her fingers, and it freaked me out. I jumped. It kind of scared me. I was
what
young.
What kind of joke is that?
I could call you Brenda Spider. And I was like,
I can't picture her making jokes.
Birdie, you don't make jokes, first of all. And why did you scare me like that? I'm five.
That is not like her. And also, what?
What? And I was in my little 5-year-old brain, I was like, first of all, that doesn't even rhyme, Birdie. But second of all, it's scary. And I don't like what you just
that
did.
That is funny.
But I thought she was making a joke.
Wow, she's never made a joke to me.
Yeah, she's got jokes, but not like that.
Does she? She's funny, but she doesn't have jokes.
She's funny, but she doesn't tell intentional dad jokes.
No.
Or spider jokes.
That's so weird.
She said, "Brenda Spider."
Oh my gosh.
And she did the little spider fingers, and it freaked me out.
I didn't like when her husband
yelled at you.
Well, yelled at me for running all the time, but when he used to...
"Who talk like this?" Oh, he had that scary voice.
Yeah, that would really freak me out hardcore. I didn't like it at all.
I forgot about that.
It gives me PTSD. And he still does it every now and then.
Oh my god, for real? Now?
I talk like this.
Maybe that's where we got it from.
Oh, I can't wait to do our reference episode.
Do you remember when he used to shake our hand really hard?
No.
He never crushed your hand?
Actually, yes.
And it would be like crippling.
Stop, you're giving me PTSD.
But, dude, our grandpa's a good guy, by the way. We don't have a fake name for him. It's kind of funny to think about that. But he's a good guy. He's actually, like, really sweet and nice. But he did have, like, a couple weird mannerisms. Like,
yeah,
the one, "I talk like this." And the one about, he was just trying to tell us to have a firm handshake.
I know.
Sometimes he would fucking crush my pinky, and I'd be like, "Dude, quit it." He would.
He did use to yell at me for running, though, for real. They got real mad at me one time. Him and Birdie both. Birdie would get pissed. Look, it ain't all him.
Really?
Birdie would get pissed at me when I used
really?
To stay the... Yeah, when I would stay the night or stay the week at her house in the
how
summertime.
How old
were
you?
I used to go over there every summer with our cousin, with my cousin.
But how old were y'all?
I don't know, like middle school, elementary school and middle school.
Did you get on their computer?
Yeah.
Wow.
We got on Stardoll.
What is that? It's oh, like, that baby doll game?
It's like a game where, like, I don't even remember, to be honest.
You didn't get
you.
On, like, chat rooms?
I always try to, but one of our cousins
was a goody-goody. Yeah.
So, I used to try to get on the, what was it called? You know those little sweatshirts and clothes and stuff that used to be, like, a bunny, and it would say something, like, smartass?
Yeah, I hated those.
Yeah.
Ew, what were they called?
Bobby Jack or something?
Ew, yeah.
Something like that. No, Bobby Jack was the bunny.
I don't
remember
the
name.
It was
the monkey. But you know what I'm talking about?
You liked Mr. Frank. Mr. Paul Frank. That's actually a real thing, though.
What?
Paul Frank, those little monkeys.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay, so Bobby Jack probably was the bunny.
Was Paul Frank? No.
I've got to look it up.
There's
now.
A stupid little bunny cartoon guy that was always on t-shirts.
Ew. And he was always a smartass.
Who's that little smartass that always pees on things on people's back of their
Bobby
cars?
Jack Fowler was an American rapist and serial killer active in the United States. Okay, so Bobby Jack Monkey is a thing, though.
Ew.
So who was the bunny? So who was...
He was a serial killer bunny? Rapist?
No, you know, these, the bunnies.
So who Bobby
was the,
Jack...
That was a monkey, but who was the bunny?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
I know what you're talking about, but I just don't know the name of it.
Meet Bobby Jack and his friends.
I remember Jinko. What was that little guy that would pee on stuff? On people's, like, bumper, not bumpers, but, like, on their windshield. Like, it would be, like, peeing on, like, a Ford sign. Or, like, peeing on a whatever they hated, I guess. Who the fuck was that guy?
Yeah. That's a good... Oh, my God. I found it.
What is it?
Happy Bunny.
Happy Bunny. You suck in that sad. Aw.
Remember Happy Bunny?
Yeah.
What was I saying about it?
T-shirts. Something you would go on Bobby Jack. Oh,
they had a website. Happy Bunny had a website. This one was, cute, too.
It's all about me. Ooh, I don't like that.
It's just, like, little bunnies with
it's
captions.
It's like a Kathy cartoon.
They're, like, memes. They're, yeah. Like, early memes.
Early memes. That's
anyway,
good way to put
so
it.
They had a website, and I would try to go on that chat room site and
they
cuss
had
and
a
stuff.
Chat room?
Yeah, I would try to go on it and cuss and
what
stuff.
What was it, like, the 2000s?
Words. Yeah. I would be on all the chat rooms. I love chatting to people. And oh,
me too.
Fake personalities, and I'd be, like, surfer girl 101. Like, yeah, I live at the beach.
I was on
or
a...
Or I'd be, like, preppy girl
preppy
101.
Preppy girl? Oh, wow, you were a catfish. I wasn't a catfish.
I mean, it wasn't pictures or anything at that time. It
but
was
you
just
were preppy girl,
rooms.
Flirty girl, surfer girl.
Beach bum 101.
Oh, my God, you were, like, 11. 11?
11? Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't do that.
I like to fake people out.
But I did... talk on chat rooms in like AOL days when I was way too young.
I mean, I talked to my friends
when
in
I went
AOL.
To my friend's house, but we also did oh my god, I was a hardcore the band the Strokes fan.
Oh my god, I have a story about that.
And I was like, they had like a fucking whatever you call it back then, like a message board or like a forum, like a catfish little site. And I was like a top poster, like a little blogger fan, and I think my nickname was Doomy Jules.
That's a good one.
Oh gosh,
wow,
what a 16-year-old.
Site?
Yep, and I was like the leader of the pack.
Wow.
And I thought, everybody thought I was so cool, and I was actually 15 and had braces.
I have a story about your like for the Strokes.
Great.
And how it affected me.
Oh no.
One time in music class in elementary school, probably like third grade. Oh my god, I think it was Ivy that said it.
No way.
Oh my god. We had to like write lyrics for a song to like play on the recorder or whatever.
Oh my god, you were listening to the Strokes when you were
no,
in third
no,
grade?
No. We had to write lyrics to a song, so I wrote some like fucked up emo lyrics for like emo
Simple
for like
plan.
Probably something like that. But you wanna know what I called it?
No.
I knew that you loved the Strokes a lot and like I liked their logo and stuff, so I was trying to think of their name but I couldn't remember it. Or I was confused or something, so I made the title of my song Stroking Heart.
Oh my gosh, Linda. That's inappropriate. Stroking? Like with a G or not?
Stroking.
Stroking a heart? Wow, that's weird.
It got weirder because we had to read out our.
Yeah, wait, that was the name of your what? Your song?
The song that I wrote. It was just a little
Diddy?
Song to play on the recorder. It was
still stroking
bop.
Heart.
Yeah, and then we had to read.
Why'd you pick heart?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know where it came from. It was a weird misconception of the Strokes. Misconception. It's a weird
misconception.
Misconception. It was weird.
Snap out of
no,
it.
It's weird. It's weird.
Oh no.
Snap out of it. We had to read out the titles of them, I think. And I don't remember if she made us read the whole song, but I know we had to read out the titles of them. And Ivy, I think it was Ivy, made a comment about it. It was like, stroking heart? Like, what? Like, some fucked up comment. And I felt so stupid.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I think it was Ivy. I really do think it was him because I'm pretty sure it was in third grade. And I remember him being kind of...
Maybe he knew about sexual innuendos more than you did at that time.
I wasn't thinking, like, sexual. When,
stroking
not,
anything is kind of
stroking
like,
heart, though,
weird.
I think of, like, a heart having a stroke.
I think of, like, stroking. I'd be stroking. Like Clarence Carter shit.
Like, stroke me.
Whoa. If any kid ever says stroke to me, I would probably not think of that. I would think of the immediate worst.
I would love to know where I got that from.
Well, you got it from the Strokes a little bit.
I was
bit.
Trying to think of the Strokes.
And my inappropriate relationship with the Strokes. My chat name was Doomy Jules.
That's not that bad.
I made
That's
a t-shirt. This is so embarrassing. Y'all, please forgive me. This is... I might get canceled for this one.
Would you?
Maybe.
All right. I'll defend you.
Okay. I was...
We can edit it.
I was 16, okay? I was a virgin. I was also obsessed with the movie Almost Famous. I was into the whole Band-Aid thing. I was really into the Strokes. So, and I also got a really cool sticker kit. Iron on, like, huge ass letters for, like, SCA for, like, school or something. We were doing, like, t-shirts for something else. But I got the bright idea when I was doing that.
Are we recording? I have a feeling we're not recording. Okay. Sorry.
We are recording. I wish we weren't. That, those iron on big ass, like, black letters.
Yeah.
You know? So I got some of those, some more of those. And I was going to a Strokes concert in D.C., and Dad drove me and my friend, and I had braces. But anyway, I made a tie-dye shirt, and I hid it from Dad that said, I did the tie-dye, and then I did this stupid-ass cut-up things and, like, made it crappy-toppy.
Like French?
Yeah, kind of French. No, not, like, knots. And then I said on my shirt, I did this more than once. This is the very worst one that I'm going to get canceled for. It said... I almost can't say it. Nothing happened. Nothing bad happened, okay? Don't worry. It's not a trigger warning because nothing bad happened, but it said, I go good with beer. With a W and a slash. Like, it looked legit. It was a cool-ass shirt, but
what's
that's
wrong
what
with
it
that?
Said. I go good with beer.
That's funny.
I was 16. I had braces. I was trying to be a groupie when I was 16, and Dad was waiting for me in the car.
I would be, too.
I was about to ditch Dad and go on tour.
I mean, it's funny that you had braces.
I actually did get picked
Dad,
up.
But, I mean, I totally get the groupie life.
The roadie actually did try to... and also, I couldn't... I don't even think I'd ever gotten drunk at that point. But I wanted to drink because there are adults there and everybody else was drinking. But I couldn't because I had braces and I didn't have a fake ID. So I was trying to, like, act cool and, like, while being sober.
So you smoked cigarettes?
No. I hadn't even smoked my first cigarette at that time.
Wow.
But, no, I remember, like, kind of vaguely trying to get beer from people, and I didn't score. But, I buddied up with the fucking roadie, and then the roadie was like, I'll hook you up with Jules. Because I told him, I was like, I love Julian Casablanca like that. And he was like, I got you, kind of thing. And he kind of did. I got this, like... stand by, like, the stage pretty close. Not on the stage whatsoever, but, like, pretty close. Like, to where, like, it was roped off whatever theater we were in. But, like, they let me stay there and nobody fucked me. And I just danced my fucking heart out. And my friend, like, ditched me because she was mad at me because I was trying to hang out with the band. And so I was by myself. And then, I don't know, maybe it's conjecture. But at one point, I swear, he looked at me and was, like, singing some fucking stupid song from that album and, like, went like this and, like, said something about you. And then the roadie came over to me and was like, what are you doing afterwards? And I didn't know what to say because I couldn't be like, I have to go to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. And he was like, after the show is ever, like, come to the side of the speaker, like, he wants to talk to you or hang out with you or something. I don't remember what the words
were. Wow.
And I really wanted to. And then I met up with my friend and I was like, fuck it, mask off. I'm about to go hang out with the band. Fuck my dad. And she was like, you're an idiot. We have to go to school tomorrow. You're a sophomore. And I was mad, but I dragged my feet. And then Dad let me wait by the tour bus like a loser. And I just, like, stood by the tour bus. Like, there was, like, a whole line of people, like, wanting autographs. And it was stupid. And I just stood there and I was like, this is stupid.
But you saw him up close?
No, I never saw them because I knew they were partying behind the stage. The dude told me. So I was like, this is, like, whack. I gotta go to school tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Wow, that sucks.
But my shirt, come on, man.
I like it, and I would wear it today.
I wish I still had it because it's funny now, but it wasn't, I don't know. And another time I went to a Save the Day concert at 930 Club, and I wore a shirt that said, I dive in puddles.
I don't get it.
Because in one of those songs, he says, like, please come dive into puddles with me. We should listen to it. It's so emo. That's what you should have been listening to in third grade. That's, like, the perfect third grader.
No.
Save the Day. Whatever that song is called. It's called...
Look, I like two
We're going
people.
On a break because no, you gotta hear this
we,
shit.
We have to listen to Mother Ucka then, too.
Okay. We'll be back with our commentary.
We have to finish soon.
Oh, my God. It's almost my bedtime. Wow. Please come dive in. Jesse and the Whetstone, maybe? We'll All be right. right back, y'all. Okay. So, it went terribly. I should have expected.
Oh, hey, go ahead. Hey, guys.
Linda hated everything, and I hated everything, too.
I hated everything.
Well, I hated everything she wanted, and she hated everything I wanted.
Well, I was playing things that I knew that you would hate because you were making me listen to things that I
Well,
hate.
It started out, I made her listen to Saves the Day, Jesse and the Whetstone, because that was what my fucking t-shirt said.
That was my favorite.
I dive in puddles.
That was my favorite out of all of the ones
you're
played.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me because you said you hated it immediately.
Out of all the ones you played, you're that dying. Was the best one.
You're kidding me. What
else did you play?
What? Okay. Wait. What was your favorite about it? What about it?
I liked the sound of it more than any of the others.
The voice?
No, not the voice.
Oh, my God.
Just
the overall, guitar?
Just the overall sound.
It was acoustic. Okay. So, then I played her, what did I play you? Oh, my gosh. Bloody Black Backpack. Or whatever the hell that song is called.
That one.
Because our mom, it was like a bop when I was a little kid, and our mom used to sing it on the radio all the time, like as loud as she could. And it's about like beating somebody's head in with a black backpack.
Yeah, I didn't like that song.
And she didn't like that. And I don't blame her. And then she played me a bunch of mullet bullshit.
I played an Escape the Fate song, Situations. You guys know, shout out Kirsten. Kirsten, you know that song?
No, I did
the
not.
The situation.
The then, stripper one?
Oh, I played that Say Anything song, I Can Get Sexual Too.
Ew, that one freaked me out. And you were listening to that when you were 11, but I was also listening to, like, Put It In Your Mouth when I was 11. So.
11-year-olds now are listening to WAP.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And listening to our podcast.
When I was 11, I was listening to From the Window
to the Wall.
Wall.
Sweat run down my balls.
Oh, these bitches. What is it? Crawl?
Crawl, fall, ball. All these bitches.
Oh, ski, ski, motherfucker.
That's I think he said some chicken head shit. Chicken head was like a regular term back then.
I also played Never Shout Never, which is the mullet what she's the talking about.
Oh, God, that one. That was a... They were all stripper ones.
No, the stripper one was Escape the Fate. Never Shout Never. You guys know. Shout out, Never Shout Never. You guys...
That. What was out, he bitching out. About?
Coffee and cigarettes. Coffee and cigarettes.
Ew, that guy was like 14. Whatever.
All the girls thought he was hot.
No chance he
and
ever smoked a
cigarette.
And
we also found out that she hates Panic at the Disco, which is actually really good.
Because, okay, Linda keeps trying to bring in bands that were not... They're just imitators. It's kind of like...
Panic at the Disco is not an imitator, I wouldn't say.
I mean, I'm going to really show my age here, but you know how, like, you probably don't.
Creed?
Creed is like an imitator of like Pearl Jam, like all like the early 90s grunge. It's the same thing with like Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco is so good though because his voice is like not like any
I
other
did
voice.
Say that they are the, I would say out of all the stupid ass emo
like,
bands that you like,
voice.
It's like a few years too late. They're like probably the most talented. But anyway, then I played her piano by French Kicks, and she hated it.
I don't even remember that one.
The one about in the dirty basement. You are so pristine.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Sitting up, drinking out the... He sounds, like, really slow. And then I played you... Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you hated this so much. The Tiptoe Out in the Evening, The Walkman, Rue the Day.
God, that was terrible.
Why did you hate that so much?
I don't know. That song sucked. That was my least favorite. That song was the worst.
And then I played you Frente, the book song, which is ultimately, like, the coolest emo song in the world. And you hated it, too. You hated her voice.
Yeah.
And then, what was the last one I played? I played you, oh, then I played you Goat.
Which was okay.
Which I had to end on a good one, because she kept, like, surprising me. I thought for sure she would like that Walkman song. I really did.
Everybody's gonna have to look up these songs on their own time, okay? We're not gonna sing them for you. Sorry if you don't know what we're talking
about. I mean,
about.
It's a lot of wailing. It's a lot of emo bullshit. Oh my gosh, you know who else I used to listen to? Dashboard Confessional. Before he was big timing. Like, when he was, like, still, like, a little mixtape dude.
Avril Lavigne.
Ew, I'm embarrassing myself. Ew. No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was. That first album, Under My Skin.
She was a pop star from the jump. Manufactured. She has lupus or something now. Sorry,
Avril.
Don't
want me to hurt you. All I do is hide.
I can't anymore. I just can't.
Oh, yeah. My words are cold. Don't want them to hurt you.
This is a generational gap, you guys and girls. And friends beyond the binary. I wish she would stop.
You guys like Avril Lavigne, you know it.
Maybe they would.
My people that are my age know what I'm talking about. Escape the Fate.
We're about to start two different teams of people right now.
Everyone who grew up with me knows that these bands were good.
I want to listen to, like, Silk the Shocker.
I want to listen to, like...
You want to listen to Dixie Chicks. Or, I'm sorry, The Chicks.
I'm not calling them that. I'm sorry.
That is the worst name.
I'm not... Yeah, you know what? Pick a better one. I get it if you want to change your name because the Dixie thing. Okay.
Yeah, I get it, too.
Like, do it. But
good for you. You're a country
people. Pick a better name.
People.
Don't be lazy. The Chicks.
I appreciate that they are, that. Like, the only country musicians, it seems, that are, like, openly liberal.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, you know...
I don't know
them.
About your name.
I don't like the name. Pick a different name. Just come up with a new name.
I don't know.
I'd rather call you a new name than call you The Chicks. That's so stupid,
it's
Natalie Maines.
It's just a little bit too basic.
It is basic. I don't know. They're so much better than The Chicks.
What great basic.
You're basic.
You're basic.
Yeah, so my energy is kind of depleted now.
We listen to way too much shitty music.
And we never even listen to Mother Ucca.
Oh my God.
Too many Mother Ucca.
What time is it?
It's almost your bedtime, for real.
What time is it, for real?
It is 10:30.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay, maybe we should listen to Mother Ucca so we can, like, boost our energy. And then do, like, a quick...
Boost our energy before bed.
A quick... We have to finish this episode.
Let's finish it right now.
I don't... I want to watch that video.
And then finish this?
Yes. It'll really make me happy. I'm sad. All
right. This is a weird episode with a lot of breaks.
I just paused something, but I don't know what. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hey.
Did we just come back from listening to Mother Ucca?
Mm-hmm.
That was good, guys. You should go look it up.
Oh my gosh, I laughed a lot. Hey, bud.
We just put it on our Instagram story.
Did you? Yay. Yeah, it was hilarious. My favorite part is the bank statement. Shit.
Too many Mother Uckers. My favorite part is, he's gonna wake up in a smoothie.
Booker's favorite part is mango.
Nobody's gonna know what we're talking about.
Yes, they are.
I have a question.
What?
I can't decide.
Your question?
Starbucks came back with pumpkin stuff.
Okay.
So tomorrow morning, do you think I should get a hot pumpkin spice latte?
Or cold?
An iced pumpkin spice latte.
Ew, iced pumpkin spice sounds weird to me.
Or a pumpkin cream cold brew.
I like cold brew.
Does that sound good?
I just like cold brew coffee, but... So that just sounds good to me. But as far as pumpkin spice is concerned...
What if I get two? What if I get a...
I would get a hot and a cold.
For real?
I would get a cold brew and the hottie.
Fucking mask off.
Because, mask on, but pumpkin spice. I would not say it's pumpkin spice season. Are you kidding me? It's August. Look. Some of y'all get really into Halloween season really early. I'm not one of the... I love Halloween,
too.
Don't get me wrong. It's my favorite, my second favorite holiday, but...
For me, it's not Halloween. It's just fall in general.
I'm not one of those, like, fall girls.
I like fall.
I do. I have mixed feelings. You like it fully?
Yeah, fall is... The older I get, the more I like fall. The higher fall is on my list of favorite seasons. I don't want to say it's my favorite season, but it's a close second.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the first?
I can't decide between spring and summer.
Well, the seasons have been kind of weird lately because of, like, you know.
Typically, I like to say that summer is my favorite season because I love 4th of July.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just love summertime holidays.
I like summer.
But it does get really gross and hot, and my car doesn't have air conditioning, so spring is probably
It was
more
really
likely.
Only gross and hot for a few weeks here this summer.
That's weird, because our house is gross and hot a lot.
But you guys have, like, really good air
conditioner. Yeah, but not outside. My car has really good air. It smells like a dead rabbit in there.
Ew, still?
No, it's getting better, but the first couple
what was
days,
it?
I don't know. I don't know. Something died in it.
Eek. Well, I get pretty sad in the fall. I like the beginning of fall, but like when it just like long sleeve t-shirt and shorts kind of weather.
Yeah.
You know, like before you have to put on closed toe shoes, but
yeah.
Once you get to closed toe shoes, I get sad and all the
That's
leaves
true.
Are dying. And the leaves are falling off. It's growth and rebirth and death and da da da. But
I might need those boots back.
It does make me sad. Oh my gosh. Shit. I'm gonna have to buy some boots. Those are my diehards. Like, I.
Yeah,
ride or die.
Need them back.
I wore those every single day. These, like, duck boots that Lenny borrowed. I lived in the mountain for a while. Like, on a mountain. In a. Cabin. So I had to have shoes with like mud protection.
Yeah, I love them.
But I wore these duck boots every day for like seriously 4 or 5 months straight. Like day in, day out. They're so comfortable. They're actually too big for me, but I love them. Maybe I should buy you some new ones so I can keep your old ones because they're.
I mean, okay, if you want to.
Unless you want your old ones back.
I have to see what kind of condition they're in.
I mean, they're still in good condition, but I have worn them every single day for like 5 months. Up until like. It was kind of late this year that it got warm, like May.
I don't know, I gotta put them on my feet to see if they feel right.
What if they, like, fit to my weird feet?
I don't know. That's what I'm worried about.
I have, like, Flintstone feet.
All right, Lemur, that's enough out of you. That's enough out of us, I think.
Anyway, motherfucker, was that all we came back for, really? Oh, yeah, Henry, but...
We'll talk about Henry next time, guys. Not tonight. I'm too tired. Not tonight.
Not tonight. It actually is my bedtime.
Brenda has to go to bed. Leroy always does this when it's time to end it, so...
So, we're gonna have, like, a side sleeper episode, maybe.
This?
I don't know. What is it long?
This is probably going to end up being like.
What are we doing?
Our intro is 14 minutes.
What did we talk about?
I have no fucking idea. Guys, can you follow us on Instagram?
Your
at
guide
podcast?
To ADHD time.
Yeah, this is a real ADHD episode.
Wait, I had fun though.
Yeah, I have fun with it.
I really had a good time, but I don't
I
know what
do.
We talked about.
I'm ready to drink some water now.
Me too. All right, love you guys and girls and friends. Be on the binary. Do y'all want to talk to us?
I said, oh my God, guys, DM us on Instagram and tell us a fucking story, like a funny story
oh
or a
gosh,
scary
yeah.
story. Or tell us your birth time, place, and day.
Oh,
and
we'll
read
you.
Your birth chart. I've been telling people to do it. Do
and
it.
We won't, like, freak you out or anything. We won't get, like, too spooky. I know I've gotten a little bit of this feedback that my house is really spooky. Yeah, okay, it is. But trust me, I'm good. We're good.
Yeah, so DM us on
Don't
Instagram.
Don't worry about that, yeah.
What's our Instagram?
Not Tonight Podcast.
Alright, DM us there.
Or on Twitter. I love a good Twitter, but I haven't been checking it because guess what? We have like 3 followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
We have a lot more on Instagram. But Twitter is Not Tonight Pod. Facebook is Not Tonight Podcast. And I mean, Gmail is Not Tonight Podcast.
My phone number
Gmail.
Is.
And my zip code, and it's like, goodbye. Gotta go.
Alright, good night, everybody.
We love you. Manassas, I love you. That was not Leroy. Leroy, do you want a whatever?
Leroy, you want a cookie?
Nope. Not tonight. Goodbye.